the same time. So it's Arsh, yes.
Arsh is more about the Farsh, right?
Yes. You know what Farsh is? Farsh is carpet, something not like a carpet, covering is it. So there is always Farsh, Arsh, means up there. Heaven and all of that stuff, in a way, means Arsh.
Sometimes they refer to it as the word Ya'ish, so there's a lot of things happening.
Yes.
Know then that the subtlety is not from the water. It is only the gift of the bounteous originator.
Means what? Translation, please. Because what they heard was nonsense, I'm sorry.
Right, I don't understand.
Said, okay, I was talking about what? I was talking about the dust. Dust, if it goes smaller and smaller and smaller, and in the water, it sinks down, right? And it could do exactly the opposite to go up there to the heaven. So, why the water is doing it? Why in the water the earth sinks down? How come that the dirt, when it is on the pavement, it doesn't sink? But it's in the water, it could sink. Because water is tender. Here the word subtlety will not do it. Because when you talk about latif, you're talking about the tenderness, you're talking about a very special kind of beauty. This is one of the names of the god, Latif. Okay? Here he will say that letafat, that tenderness, that beauty stuff doesn't belong to the water. This is some given gift as a quality to that water. Water will not decide to let the dust to sink down. Because, read the next one.
It is only the gift of the bounteous originator.
Mm-hmm.
If he makes air and fire low, and if he lets the thorn surpass the rose, He is the ruler God.
Oh, okay, it's not translatable. Let me give you the essence of what he's trying to say. He was saying that, listen, when I say the dust will sink into water, you think, yes, water is like that. I say, water is not like that. This is a quality given to the water. That's the basic of our thought. We don't think as happening. Remember, we are idealists. The idea has been here before, right? So, the idea gave a quality to the water and could cancel it out. Right? Even you, being a little bit clever, could do that. Let's imagine I give you a container of water with a lot of dust and I ask you that, please do not let this dust to sink. Simply rotate it. It never sinks. Or freeze it. Talking about 2 degrees difference here, right? It doesn't move. So, it's not the water. It's something else, and that something else, that something else is very beautiful subject when we talk about the Creator. What do you imagine? Normally you imagine an old nagging man with a beard and a stick in the hand, right? It's silly. He's not like that. He is he, yes. And he's an old man, yes. But he's not like that. First of all, he doesn't have to be whatever he is. He doesn't need anything. And he does whatever he likes. Means what? Means right at the beginning he said, let it be this, and let it be that. Then later he broke them all. So what? Because basically he puts the law in, and whenever he wants, he will change it. Somebody will be born in a, you choose, in a good family, and being pampered, and being spoiled, could become a selfish person who doesn't care about anything but himself. Then he grows up. He passes 35 even. What do you say about this fellow? You say, statistically this fellow will do this, will do that, will do that. Suddenly this fellow is having a coffee somewhere. We look around and we'll see someone and he goes like, Then he becomes some fellow that nobody knows him. Suddenly, he's listening to music just because he discovered that she likes music. And it happened. Then what? What happened to all those rules and regulations you have? This is what you should understand. Rules and regulations are here. Almost. Are here 100%. Although, you even think that is not 100%. Even that one has the exception. There is a fellow which I admire deep-heartedly for so many years. It's Mr. Heisenberg. I like him very much because he proved certainly that there is no certainty. He brought up a new science, he said, the certainty theory, theory of uncertainty. He said, nothing is 100%, nothing. There is some other forces, some other stuff doing, some other stuff we don't understand. It's not limited to what we see or what we feel or what we understand or this time and moment. There is something else. That is the key. That's the key for good intelligence, becoming a Bill Gates. You should understand all of this. He said, listen, he gave that gift to the water. If he wants, he will change it. He will make the down up and up down. And we could send the throne through the flowers. He is يَفْعَلُ اللَّحْمَ يَشَاء means he is doing whatever he decides to. This is what it is all about. We think that there is a source of power who could interrupt the universe of imagination, which is the new dimension of existence. Remember, existence started with what? Physical existence, right? And it was physical existence and physical existence and physical existence only. Then a new dimension arrived. Do you remember what was that? Dreaming. Some animals came here. Then they discovered that, you know what? In the night, I could park the car and fly around. Where? I don't know. So, suddenly there was the universe, or the era, or whatever you may call it, the world of dream. Then we arrive, humanity, and we discovered two other universes, each bigger than the other, and both bigger than the dream, and dream is a bigger universe than exists. The two are imagination and non-existence. These new dimensions are here. Therefore, we believe in change, in immediate change, in magical change, as we could see in lovers, that simply and that often, that nobody could deny and say, it doesn't exist. It starts from that, because we believe in something. It's very deep foundation for this vision, that he will decide which one to bring up, which one to push down. His attraction of justice is doing it. Not me, the hand of the justice, the tool of the justice. I try to become that tool to be that lucky person. Yes?
He is the ruler, God. He is the ruler, God, does what he wills. From the very self of pain, he raises the remedy. If he makes air and fire low, and make darkness and grossness and heaviness, and if he makes earth and water high, and makes the path of heaven traversed by foot, then it has become certain that you exalt whom you will. He said to an earthly creature, unfold your wings. To the creature of fire, he said, go, become Iblis. Go under the seventh earth with imposture.
This was his decision. There were a couple of guys sitting around. One was Satan, the knowledge. He said, oh, you are the fire fellow, go down. Down to the basement of the earth. The other one was a piece of earth. He said, you could fly and go to heaven. He decided that. Yes?
O earthly Adam, go above Venus. O fiery Iblis, go to the earth. I am not the four temperaments or the first cause. I am ever remaining in control.
This is Rumi's time. In Rumi's time, you know that Rumi didn't know about his Mendeleev chart of all the matters and this kind of stuff. In his time, there are four elements which are making the universe. Therefore, they are the four natural existence, and there is a priority in the cause and effect. Is it? I'm not all of that. I'm something else. I am eternally here in changing this stuff, turning this stuff around, because I'm using this existence. He is using this with a plan for a purpose. The plan is the growth of something. And the purpose is clear over there. What is it? Self-consciousness. Consciousness is developing. Consciousness was, in a simple way, following the rules. That belongs to all physical existence. We know they exist. And we know that they know they exist. You know that. That chair knows that it exists. Because in subatomic level, we could even observe it. When you look at it, it will disappear and reappear somewhere else. If he doesn't like it, you